नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी अष्टाध्यायिणे महाभूमिशुभाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्रीमाशानदी देवी गायताय विपादये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान आये प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योचरते माता श्रीमुपानुभवतिरा श्रीगौरा
Thank you. seat up with the arms of Simon from the barn. And all of the great acharyas around the other holy assembly area. By the mercy of these great souls, we all have this very rare fortune of being gathered in this holy place. Panchavati and Nasik are celebrated, cultivated virtues in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It explains several of the wonderful places here that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. Lord Nityananda Prabhu also visited here, according to the description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna Balaram, previous to that, Rami Lakshmana, they appear in the role of devotees to teach us the path, how to perfect our lives in devotional service to the Lord. By pleasing Krishna, we can achieve Krishna's mercy. That is the only means by which we can be free from the sufferings of this material existence and achieve the real treasure of Krishna prayer. Coming on holy pilgrimages to these sacred places, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally performs his transcendental pastimes, is a very important part of our spiritual purification. And when these yatras take place in the association of devotees who are all praying and begging for pure unalloyed love, for selfless service, when that assembly in a holy place has a very, very powerful effect on pleasing Krishna and attracting his causeless mercy upon us individually and collectively. Just 2 weeks back, we visited Sri Vrindavan Dham. There were approximately 800 devotees from our congregations. We assembled there for about 12 days, visiting many of the holy places of Lord Krishna's Lila. When we came back to Bombay, devotees were feeling so much separation from the holy Dham that we were thinking, why not have another yatra? After such a large yatra, to have another yatra, hardly 2 weeks later, sounds quite crazy and impossible. Which it is. However, devotees are crazy and they do not care what is impossible. When we went to Mayapur last party from our congregations, there was 425 devotees. That yatra was scheduled months and months in advance. The devotees were thinking, how possibly are we going to have 425 devotees? on the train coming back from Mayapur, we thought, let us go to Puri. So soon after such a big yatra in Mayapur, hardly 100 or 200 people were come to Puri. But there were 475 people. The devotees speculated, if we go to Vrindavan, it may go up to 500. 800 people assembled in Vrindavan. 2 weeks later, we decided, let's go to Nasi. And already there's 700 people who are registered for this year. So what is possible or impossible for the devotees of the Lord? The enthusiasm of the Vaishnavas can make anything possible. Srila Prabhupada, he went to the West with 20 rupees. He didn't know anyone except a materialistic person in an unknown place. Who have no desire to help. For him to start an international movement and print tens of millions of books is impossible. But the enthusiasm of the devotee attracts the mercy of Krishna. And Krishna has a chitta shakti. Inconceivable potency. Krishna can lift the Lord on hold and the little finger of his head. What is impossible for Krishna? What Krishna will do for his devotees if the devotees have a sincere desire to serve him, to serve each other. So we have come to this holy place of Panchavati. It is the tradition that when coming here, that the sincere devotees first take their bath in Sri Ramakrishna. This is a very holy place. The river Godavari originates just nearby at a place called Ramagiri, which by Lord Sri Krishna's mercy, we will be visiting it tomorrow. We will tell the story of the descent of Godavari at that place. At the place called Ramakund, the Godavari shifts its direction to the southern direction. At this particular point, it is considered very, very sacred. In fact, at that place it is called Panchaprayag, because five holy rivers meet underground at that point. The Godavari, Aruna, Varuna, Saraswati, and Savitri. It is also called Ramgarya, because at that place Lord Sri Ram performed last rites for his father, Dasarath. He also did in Chitrakoot, but again he performed that Shraddha here at Ramakrishna. Therefore it is called Ramgarya. And just as people go to perform the Shraddha ceremony in Gaya, which is now located in Bihar state, the same benefits take place by performing here at the Ramakrishna in Nasi. As we are going to Ramakrishna, there is a beautiful little temple that will be on our left. It is called Godavari Mandir. It is where the deity of Sri Godavari Devi is worshipped. The Godavari and the Ganga are the same water coming from the same source that have fallen in different places in this world, each with its own very, very beautiful pastime. Ganga Mai expands herself in each river has a particular transcendental goddess of that particular river, or the personal deity presiding over the river. The Godavari is sometimes called the Adya Ganga, because the Godavari descended to this earth, historically it is said, even before Bhagiraj brought the Ganga directly at Ganga. Therefore, Godavari is considered the elder sister of all rivers. It is also called the Gautama Rishi Ganga, because it was by the mercy of Sri Gautama Rishi that this river descended to this world. We will begin our yatra by very, very reverentially, sincerely taking our bath in Sri Ramakrishna, praying at the lotus feet of Sri Sitaram Lakshman, who would bathe there each and every day for their great mercy. Praying at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who also bathe there for their great mercy. We can chant our Gayatri Mantra in Sri Ramakrishna, and we should pray that the Lord, by His kind help, can free us from our egoistic, selfish desires and have a clean and pure heart to serve Him and to please Him. Nasik is a very, very holy place for Sri Ram. After taking our bath in Sri Ramakun, we will go to the Kala Ram Mandir. This is the place where Lord Sri Ram personally had his kutir, or cottage, when he was living in Nasik. There, after being purified from the holy bath, we will have ecstatic kirtan, and we will begin our series of narrations of the glories of Pancharati and Sri Kala Ram Mandir. From there we will go to several other holy places. It is my humble request that during this yatra we should have a very sincere and joyful and prayerful mood. As you know, Nasik means the place where Lakshman cut off the nose of Sarvanika. It is a place of great joy for those who like to glorify Ram, but it is a place of great misery for those who speak all nonsense. So let us keep our minds fixed in the glories of the Supreme Lord, in the service of the Vaishnavas, and let us have a very, very blissful, purifying experience here in the holy land of Pancharatri. So devotees, please follow those who are leading us. Do not just start walking. We will go from here walking to Sri Ramakrishna. We will offer our obeisances to Godavari Devi. Then at Ramakunda, everyone, men and women, should bow down and put 3 drops of water on their heads and sip the water. Then the women should proceed across the little bridge to a very large part of that kund, and the men will stay at that small area of Ramakunda. We will take our baths. Please, it is getting somewhat late, so take your bath nicely, but quickly also, because there's so many places we would like to see today before the dark. So take your bath very quickly. Paramahamsa Ji Prabhu somehow or other he's going to organize to direct us all to Hariram Mandir. What I suggest is after taking our bath quickly, we all remain there, we start a kirtan, and then we have a procession to Hariram Mandir. And we will continue our kirtan and kirtan on the glorious of Sri Panchavati. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.